Welcome back, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man live from Camp Pinguini in beautiful Mexico Beach, Florida. It is Friday night. When we started out today, it was 49. It got up to 72. And the sky has been azure blue and not a cloud in the sky. Brilliant sunlight. And let me tell you something. The downside of that is once the sun dips behind,
it's a little chilly.
It drops from 72 to 65 to 50, and right now that's about where we're at, between 45 and 50 right now. But it's about 7:30 local time, which would be Central Standard Time, and this is kind of a big moment for us. This is where the chef really gets involved because he has to take the roux, he has to mix his ingredients, which we'll get to here in a few minutes. But to give you an idea of what it's taken to get to this spot at 7:30 on Friday night, I got down here, I was here on Monday, and the first thing we did was Chef and I exchanged information, and you know, I sent you the list of seafood as I saw it, then you tweaked it a little bit and sent it back and said, this is what we need. And we were talking about 4 pounds of picked crab, and we went with the tail, with the claw meat, because I find, for gumbos, I find the claw meat better than all the other meats in the crab.
Well, it's, one thing is it stays together more, right? So the if you're using other areas of the crab, it's going to sort of disintegrate, and you end up just getting these little white sort of strings yeah. throughout your gumbo, which is, to a certain extent, is fine, and that's going to naturally happen to a certain extent, but you really want to have that claw meat, because it's much...
I'm looking for my lighter. Yeah, I'm looking
here,
for my lighter.
Right over here. Let me help you with that.
Behind the stock.
Oh, we're just doing radio right now.
Yeah, that's so. Right. It's a beautiful thing. So go. Anyway, we were sitting here. Literally, we're sitting on a beautiful, what would you say, 10 by 10?
This? No, it's bigger than 10 by 10.
16, maybe?
Like
I don't know.
14 by 12?
Yeah, maybe 14 by 12, but it's a screened-in porch. We're right next to the woods. We're in a beautiful park, and it's at the very end, so you may hear an occasional coyote. And if Snuggles the Bear comes out of the woods, we're only about 20 yards from the
we're
woods.
Not 20 yards, we're 20 feet from the woods.
Yeah, so it's very, very close. So if
and
you hear
by
it...
By the way, you'll hear me running into the house.
Snuggles is a friend of ours. He's a 350-pound black bear that lives in there, lives in the woods literally 50 feet from where we're at. But he comes out at night. And anyway, so I got down here Monday, and after checking with Chef Eric, he was on his way to New Orleans. So we were going back and forth, and so then I had to go out and start searching. We decided on 4 pounds of picked claw crab meat. We decided on 3 pounds of bay scallops. We decided on 4150 shrimp because the containers that the judges have are 2 ounce souffle cups, and they get basically 1 2-ounce souffle cup. So you got to get as much as you can in that 2 ounce souffle cup. So if you go with the bigger shrimp, you're not going to be able to put everything in there.
Right.
So we went with the 4150, which had to be peeled, deveined, head off, and tail off. And then we went with oysters. I went with the small oysters, and we went with about a pint and a half. You don't need a lot because they're small, but that's what we needed for seafood. Well, down here on the panhandle, every 10 miles there's someone selling seafood.
Right.
But the prices can vary all over
all
the place.
Over, yeah.
So, I have a budget I try to keep for this thing, and we're looking at about $250 for us to make a seafood gumbo. Well, to give you an idea, the prices on the claw meat went everywhere from averaging about $19 to $20 a pound, down to, I found a place that was $9 a pound,
wow.
And it was good quality, wow. And I sampled it, beautiful. So, it varies. So, I had to literally, Monday, I went shopping at 6 different seafood and store locations from our locals at PCB Cigars told me where to go. So basically my job was to reconnoiter on Monday and look at the best prices. And I came back Tuesday, evaluated where I was going to go to get the prices. Now we use basmati rice, which is much better than the regular rice people use in the gumbo cook-off. And Chef, let's talk a little bit about the basmati.
Yeah.
What makes it so good?
Well, it's not quite as starchy. And it's a shorter grain. And it's not real long grain. It is technically a long grain rice, but it's not. It's
a little thinner, I think.
It's thinner. It's, like I said, not as starchy. And it's just a great rice. A lot of, obviously, Indian dishes use basmati.
It's a firmer rice, too. It doesn't get as mushy if you cook it right. If you cook it right, it's a little firmer.
Well, it tastes, I mean, the mouthfeel is more like a grain than rice, like, you know, especially like sticky rice and stuff like that, which you use for sushi.
And you know, if you're making rice, a lot of times people try to make their rice almost a little al dente because they look for a little bit more firmness and not as much mushiness in their rice. And when you're serving it up, like we're going to be serving it up, tomorrow we'll probably serve up over 500 to 750 samples of our. And my job is to provide the rice. And if you get that mushy white rice, even if you rinse it 1,000 times, basmati, you only have to rinse once.
Right.
And you basically put it in a rice cooker, and it cooks to perfection. It separates much, much easier. So it's much easier to work with.
And again, that's part of not having as high a starch content.
And then you add butter to it, which is one of the great things. This is what you can learn from the show, because I cooked with basmati before, but it always ended up like regular rice.
Yeah.
And then Raghavan Iyer,
yeah,
who we did the show with at the Big Green Egg,
yep,
said, "Oh, fat man, you must learn how to cook like an Indian." And so he taught me how to cook basmati rice. And the secret was I was using like standard rice, 2 cups of water, 1 cup rice. No. 1/2 cup less water and add 1 tablespoon of butter. Now he uses ghee.
Yeah.
Which is butter where those solids are taken out of it.
It's clarified butter, basically. It's also shelf-stable, so it doesn't have to be in the refrigerator.
Yeah, they'll keep it on their families outside and everything else for weeks.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I used 1 tablespoon of that. Very first time I cooked it up in my rice cooker, perfect. Ever since then, even you were amazed how perfect the basmati was.
It really did come out very well.
And so now we did, I needed to get a gallon Ziploc. Excuse me. A gallon Ziploc bag of just pure basmati rice. Now, it equates to, cup-wise, I think it was 14 cups of basmati rice in a gallon Ziploc.
Wow.
I cooked it all up, and it filled and overfilled a 2-gallon Ziploc bag till it looks like a pillow. And we will have no rice left tomorrow night.
Yeah, right.
By tomorrow afternoon.
We always run out of rice.
So, and that's okay, because at the end, people don't care. They just want the seafood.
Yeah, well, at a certain time of day, I start serving it in large cups instead of the small sample cups. It's like, here.
A one ticket.
Here's some extra.
Oh, hey, man. You want some extra tickets? No, just take it. You know, because by 12 o'clock, you want to be out of there by 12:30, because you're there starting at 7 in the morning. But anyway, so that was, so Tuesday, I was evaluating. Wednesday, I was setting up my run, where I was going to go, how I was going to get it all together. Thursday, literally, I spent probably 6.5 hours on the roux this morning, I spent the better part of a day cooking up the rice, dicing the onions. I mean, so that led up to tonight. And this is really, the big thing was, I volunteered to make the roux.
Yeah.
Now, when you, Chef Eric, if you know anything about his cuisine, everybody eats it, goes, this is amazing. Some best stuff I've ever eaten. So for me to try to attempt to bake the roux, but don't worry, my friends, I had it covered because the egg was all set up and ready to go if we needed to make another roux. But we did something we've never done before.
Yeah.
We made up the roux on the Big Green Egg, which is, of course, the ultimate cooking experience.
Very good, yeah.
And so we cooked it in a cast iron large fry pan with a short handle so it fit in the large egg perfectly.
Yeah.
Now, here's a little secret that I'm not going to share until we come back. Something that's going to make your roux and your gumbo amazing. It's probably something you've never heard before. You'll probably hear it first, because in all the years, I had never heard about it. But then, through research, we found out a little secret about making roux, which we'll do when we come back. But Chef Eric, now is the time. So even though I did all that, you have the spices, you have the herbs, you have everything you're going to add to your roux in just the right proportions. All I did was make the roux.
Yeah, I love when my kitchen staff comes in and does all the prep work for me. That's nice.
But you know, it was a challenge to make the roux.
Oh Oh, because, I know. You did really good.
I mean, I literally was so worried. I sent him pictures of it last night to New Orleans.
Yeah.
He's sitting down. Where were you? You were in the middle of a meeting or something.
Yeah.
He was in the middle of a meeting, and I sent him this, and he comes back and he goes, perfect. He loved the color.
Yeah.
And...
No, it was really, I mean, it was a dark mahogany.
Which is the one that we always talk about. I don't know that we've ever had this color room.
We've never had one this deep.
It is so, and it's so, you're talking literally, the difference between mahogany roux and burnt can be a minute to 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It is that.
When we were experimenting with this method in the oven previous years, we actually had one batch that, it was literally 1 minute after we, you know,
you
did the first one, it was fine. 1 minute after, burnt.
When we come back, we're going to tell you the secret to a roux that's going to knock your socks off. It's going to change the way you've heard of making roux in the past. All this and so much more. Chef Le Fat Man live from Mexico Beach. We're at Camp Pinguini tonight, getting ready and bringing you the behind the scenes of the Gumbo Cook-Off 18th right here in Mexico Beach.